never popped out the promotion. I know people from Rankin County,
yeah.
Clinton, Jackson. Ain't no way I can lose.
One hell of a promoter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Rankin County promoter, Clinton promoter, Jackson promoter. I go in and got that way, even the coast.
Yeah, promoter our shit, because like, we ain't got nobody.
We okay. Ass right here, bro. Not just playing. We're going to talk about it, though.
Yeah, I got it.
You ready,
that.
Bro?
Yeah.
It's the watch out now. You whack motherfucker. Watch out now. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
Yo, it's main man J Red. Can't do with the motherfucking fade.
And this your boy Jamar Fresh, aka the Fresh One.
Yo, man, I got no Hennessy, but the lovely Danielle went and got me some motherfucking Jim Beam. Hmm.
Your name Danielle? Damn, that's what's up. I got a homegirl named Danielle. She be on that Jim Beam shit. That's what's up.
But y'all boys do me a favor, man. Chill out and listen.
And it ain't about what you heard, it's about what you listen to.
Alright.
Watch out now. You whack motherfucker. Watch out now.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's go. Your boy J Red, world's greatest host, Josh Boshua Jackson Jr., the motherfucking therapy.
God damn. Do you get winded, niggas saying this shit? Like,
that shit come like
I go running before the show. So
like, that's a lot of.
I got a show today. I'm going to run that.
Verbiage. But yeah.
We got a special guest, Josh.
Yeah.
This
nigga got me high as a bit. Like
before this motherfucker even started.
First impressions of motherfucker. Like
I like it. But now we got Mohead Mike in the building. People.
Yeah.
Mohead, how you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm feeling great.
Do they call you Mohead or did you call you Mike?
Yeah, they call me Mohead Mike, but I don't even Mohead no more. So the name still stuck to me.
Yeah.
But so you know now you know since
how you
Mohead,
feel when you just see motherfuckers start Mohead and you want to just ace that bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
I be wanting to go out there and just give it all I got.
He ain't doing it right.
Right there, how it go.
You made that shit?
No.
You just perfected it.
Yeah, the shit came from Mohead, Mississippi, the Delta.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I went up there and seen it for the first time, I was in high school, like I was 11th grade.
Yeah.
I came back down here. I ain't give myself this name. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. I just thought
that Mohead Mike right there.
Yeah. I just Mohead in the club and my name just so happened to be Mike and they just say okay.
Mohead motherfucking Mike.
Oh. That's how I got hit with it. And shit. I was like, fuck it.
And then he do it pretty well.
I said I do it pretty good. So now I don't
you embrace this shit.
The culture, bro.
I did it. I really broke the wave. For all the Jacksons, Mo Hillers, but we gonna hold that down.
Hold on, what you mean you broke the wave?
I broke the wave.
Well, like,
cause back in the gap was in Jackson, it really wasn't nobody. Really, just there's killer. I could just say Jay Jones.
Yeah.
Fucker, rest in peace, fucker. He was at Jackson State. Shit.
He said you said fucker. R.I.P.
Fucker. Fucker. Yeah, fucker. He was from the Delta too.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
let the people know what you do. Like you are.
I am a paid promoter and a good salesman.
You ain't like Ice Cube or Mike Epps like on the junket promoter movie.
No,
shit.
Hey,
they were awful.
Hey, no.
Nigga, I pulled a bit of the desert. You got the nigga at the Mustang and shit. Like.
Nigga come down for a show. He all in the motherfucking motel.
Yeah, if I book a show, bro, I do what you say you want, but I ain't in the motherfucking room.
So what's been your highlights, like as far as like what's been like
the biggest thing, like
you know what I'm saying, like you ain't got a
like resume worthy type.
Yeah, you ain't got to break down your whole portfolio.
But I can really say the biggest thing I probably did though when I had brought you on Thug the Nightlife.
Yeah.
Okay.
What year was this?
This was like 2-3 years ago when he first really dropped Stoner.
Yeah.
He was on that painted fingernail shit.
Yeah, he always been on that shit. Yeah.
I mean, we is doing too, though.
That's Jeffrey. Come on. Lil Jeffrey.
How you spell his name? It ain't like Jeffrey Alfred.
Yeah, his shit weird. Like, you got to, like.
Yeah, it's a big Jeffrey.
Yeah. But when you brought him down here, like, it was popping? Or
it went up. It was like the day before Valentine.
Yeah. So
that shit
like,
was crazy.
So you went out the night before, turned up. Next day, you laid up, got you some ass. Like, that was the perfect weekend for a nigga. Like,
goddamn right.
Nightlife, they ain't fighting that bitch.
Nah, they were good. But you know, Nightlife, they starting to be a little better, though, man.
Niggas need to
man,
get out.
I don't know. After I go to Nightlife, it's just be like a badass fight. It'd be like six niggas.
But when was the last time you been to Nightlife?
Nah, that's been like, had been like a year and a half ago.
Shit, yeah, that's a whole lot of club, man. Yeah. Got a whole
you got what?
It's like upstairs, look, it's huge. It's huge.
I'm saying, like, man, my experience from nightlife is just like, I mean, it's cool, but you gotta just walk around that bitch. I used to have a hat on.
You gotta be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, because like niggas be like,
that's everywhere. Though.
If you just do anything, niggas just be ready to fight for some reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, how does that pertain to promoters? Do they fuck your money up when niggas be out there fighting and shit?
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? We appreciate everybody that come out. Yeah. We do all that. But shit, you know, we'd rather y'all just handle that shit at home.
Yeah.
We came here to have a nice party.
Yeah.
Everybody enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
We ain't trying to snatch pockets out. That's why we're trying to get a lot of people to come. We can charge their ass little or nothing.
Yeah, charge them less, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We don't want to fuck over nobody like that. But shit, you know, if it's a situation, you just have to handle your business.
Yeah.
We understand, but fuck it, goddamn, you know what I'm saying? But shit, yeah, man, that's about it.
I know I'd be mad as fuck.
Especially like you have an artist in, you gotta think about it, you don't drop $6,000 on an artist.
Yeah.
That's how much it costs to bring niggas in?
It depends on what type of niggas you want to bring.
Okay, let's say like right now, a Young Dolph, how much he charge? Do you know?
I really don't know, but Young,
That's what sell the ticket, right?
It really all depends on who you know.
Yeah.
It really depends on who you know. I'm gonna check you out inside. It all depends on who you know. It's a lot of numbers out there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of numbers. It's whoever you know and you think it's whatever number you comfortable with, really.
Shit. Free. Like, what you comfortable with? I'm comfortable with free.
I said nobody gonna work free out here in these streets. Do you ever feel like your work get took for like granted? Kind of like, cause like your work you doing and like similar to my work, it's not really work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
it's work. It's definitely work. But I'm saying like people look at you and be like, you know what I'm saying? Like they'll like I used to tell Josh, we'd be like, yo, people will pay when you see a nigga mowing your grass and. You know what I'm saying? Like actually working out there, you know what I'm saying? Like doing your yard, you'd be like, man, I'm finna pay this nigga. You know what I'm saying? But you wouldn't dare ask a nigga to do something for free. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
Niggas,
that's
I do
I'm
video.
Saying.
They see me holding the camera and like taking pictures. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like if I was to come out and get a video, I'm gonna pay you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pay you. I don't know what you want.
A professor
job. But see, I can see.
Because you know one thing about it? If you do it for free.
Yeah.
It ain't probably gonna come out how I want it to come
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
And I can't listen.
It's not.
Listen. And I can't trip about that. Cause you know what?
Understand.
Hey, but listen, you know why I can't trip about that? It was free.
Yeah,
but if I put some money involved, I got some fuss now.
I can
be like, bro, come on.
But me saying that, I can say like, you know, I don't know exactly what a promoter do, but I see it probably involved like talking on the phone a lot. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, like.
Yeah, you know,
nothing really.
It's really like a negotiator.
Which
like,
is
physical. Like, you got to think about it. Promoters got to do a lot of shit, bro. Promoters got to go get a building.
Yeah.
Sometimes the building want to be on some fuck shit. You got to buy that motherfucker.
Yeah.
So now you got to buy that bitch.
Yeah.
So now you got to buy some flyers. Then you got to
buy,
it's a lot of shit. It's a lot of overhead.
What did you do with Average Joe? Were you still with them?
Yeah, them said them old guys there, man. It just like, you know, everybody still together.
Yeah.
But doing their thing at the same time. But so, you know.
Is it still together? I mean, is it still like.
Majority of the Average Joe is young alumni.
Young alumni, yeah. Is that a new thing?
It's really like the grown the sex, that type of crowd. It really ain't a college crowd anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So they really not focused on college crowd anymore. They going up to some more mature crowd. They're like 25 and up.
But that makes sense, though. They're growing. So everybody had their best years with the people that's, you know, young alumni, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's it? I mean, that's cool. If you,
it's still good.
I mean, as long as everybody's still, you know, intact. You know, everybody's still good.
Yeah.
As a promoter, man, you know, I got a question. Like, you know, like how you say you got to find a spot, like, you know, is it like most spots in Jackson's beside the like club? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't, like, it ain't no, yeah, like it ain't no places like downtown. Like, what a downtown get like a spot or something? Like, that shit won't be like
it'll be lit, but the clubs we probably gonna get is free lunch.
Yeah, that's when they make the most money.
Yeah. So I don't know. I heard it's another downtown spot coming about.
Where you hit it from?
You know, the word of mouth. Motherfucking word of mouth.
I remember Level 3 used to be lit as a
motherfucker. Yeah, that was it. That was the motherfucking spot.
See,
that was,
something like that.
Was,
like,
that was like
that
in
was,
the
that
middle
was,
of
that
that
was
bitch.
Just. But you know what? That spot can be got again. Mm-hmm. It can be got again. It's going to cost a lot because you know what it can bring.
Yeah. Well, why did it stop in the first place, you know?
There's a lot of problems. You see how hot it used to be in that motherfucker? The window used to fog up like you couldn't even see out.
Then the flow came in or some more shit? Like,
nah, ain't no flow came in. They came in.
Because it was like some floors to get in that bitch. Like.
It was three levels. Level three.
Yeah.
It was all three of them bitches.
Yeah. It wasn't hot as a bitch.
I mean, it wasn't. It was straight. It was comfortable.
But shit, yeah.
The bar was speedy. Yeah. Like, we was good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's one thing I trip. I be tripping about this shit. Like, you go to the bar, you be waiting 20 minutes. Like, God damn, nigga. You want to drink no more. But then again, when you go to the bar, you be waiting 20 minutes, you be like, give me six of them bitches. You know what I'm saying? Like, you spend more money. You know what I'm saying? So that's how they get you.
God
damn. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to wait no more. Like, it's over with.
But shit, fuck that.
By the bar with a sparkler. Hey, man, let me ask you, bro. How do you know my roommate, bro? Wallace, bro.
Oh, man, that's a childhood buddy of mine.
Yeah, I had seen
you know, that's just like the nigga next door that you know he cool,
yeah.
Even if you ain't fucking with him.
Yeah.
And you find out, damn, this nigga cool ass nigga. And he next door. Yeah. So it's like when you see him at school, you can't not fuck with the nigga because he next door.
But I remember you at school, though. I think I met you maybe in middle school.
I've been
used to hang out with
when you
somebody.
Was little, like when you was real little. Yeah, when you was little.
A lot skinnier, too.
Yeah, you were. Oh, yeah.
But you used to hang out with somebody. I can't remember. I want to say one of the niggas played soccer or something. I don't know, man.
I remember, I was with James a lot.
James who?
Pistol. Robinson.
Oh, yeah. You were with James.
Yeah, I was with James a lot.
What pistol ain't you?
That was my right hand, man. He a scam.
Y'all still cool?
Yeah.
I mean, piss one nigga, bro.
Yeah,
cool.
You know what I mean? P, they're like brothers.
But you say you graduated from Baylor, right?
Yeah, I did.
And then before Baylor, you went to Northwest Rankin.
No, before Baylor, I went to Clinton. Yeah, for Clinton, I went to Northwest Rankin. I did my whole 11th grade in Northwest Rankin. So, swear to God, it was terrible.
I remember seeing on Facebook you at Northwest Rankin. Why you doing all this school hopping, man?
Why you getting in this man personal life?
Fuck it, man. I told shit. Fuck this shit. I'm gonna let the shit out. It's really like, you know, I was staying with my mama in
your
ninth
mom's.
And 10th grade. My mama.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, she always been mama.
Yeah.
That's what her name said to my phone.
Mama, too. For real. For real. Shit. You know, 9th, 10th grade, I was at Mary Who Out the Band. Boom, my daddy ended up moving to goddamn Norwich Rankin. And I had told him I was gonna stay with him.
Better than motherfucker.
And then, so shit, you know, fucked around and moved out there. And it was pretty good, though. No lie. I ain't gonna stunt. It was nice.
Lunch was better.
Yeah, the lunch was. Listen, let me tell you something.
This real chicken?
Education
this
better.
This is real chicken.
Let me tell you this, though. It was the only school I went to, bro. When I went to lunch, only thing I did was picked up a plate.
Yeah.
Picked up a plate, so you walk around and fix your own food.
Yeah.
I looked at that like Piccadilly. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what they had there. I'm fixing this shit myself. Like they got a piece over there. You can mix. You can have red beans and rice, three pieces, green beans, four ice cream. All that bitch fit on a plate.
Yeah.
You good, son. I was paying for food, 75 cents. Oh, I'm making sure I get 75 cent worth. I'm for real. I'm talking about that's one of the best.
On plate.
Why when you was in school, they said the 5 cents were hard to come by for somebody.
But listen, though, before I left the house, I made sure I had $1.50. I made sure I had $1.50 because a lot of females and shit, they were going to Norwich Rankin. They was like, they was too bougie.
You remember Amanda Brumfield or some shit? Did she go to Norwich Rankin?
Amanda Brumfield. She was a cheerleader, huh?
Yeah. Did she go to Norwich Rankin? I think she did. Like that's what.
Yeah, she went to USF. She good people.
Who the
good people?
Tinashe. Yeah. Tinashe.
Tinashe. Yeah, she worth a Google.
Yeah.
But I be seeing right here, bro. How you feel about the Jackson music scene, bro? I'm real big on Jackson music. Josh is too. Josh fuck with a lot of.
Man, I really like it though, bro. Cause it's a lot of motherfuckers in the city can just really go.
Yeah,
it's a lot of people in the city that really
go. But it's a lot that don't really take it seriously, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's a lot that don't take it serious. Like, you know, everybody gonna goddamn make a lot of life.
It's,
you know,
it's not that
song.
People don't take it serious, that people don't understand, you know, like how to put themselves, how to get on. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like they don't know the game. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like they doing it wrong.
Or they just be like, yo, you just rap, bro. Like, you know what
I mean?
Saying?
I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. Like, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to get into that because
you probably got
a better understanding of how it goes.
One thing I just feel like everybody should do, bro. Just get them like a, just a few songs and just push.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just push, push, push. Like to your fucking knees bleed.
YouTube, all push. The shits.
Push.
I mean, and that's similar to Luck, because Luck had he had like six of them bitches at once. He had like Pulling yeah. My Pants and Niggas Bigger They Bitches, and he had a bunch of them bitches. Like, I would bump and look like right after. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had so many hits. It was like, it's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
them bitches still busting though. Them bitches busting. Not like you can drop them bitches still like 1 o'clock.
You don't get tired of hearing, like, what's, you a part of promoter, so you be in the shit club a lot. So what song you like be tired of hearing? Like,
I'm tired of hearing shit. All songs. Like, all of them songs. Bitches. Like, all songs. Like, whenever I leave the club, it's silent in my car. I don't want to hear shit. You hear me?
Your eyes
pulled. No, son. When I leave a club, when I leave a club, bro, I can hear myself pull the blunt. Like, I can hear that. I can hear all that.
I can hear my breathe.
Yeah, I don't want to hear nothing after the club.
This kind of me too. Not even at the club. I don't play music in my car no way, bro. Like, I listen to talk radio. Yeah, talk radio. Like, I don't really just play music like that. Unless I'm just like need some background music or some shit, somebody around with me.
Yeah.
But that shit hilarious though.
Yeah.
Nigga, see, you can hear yourself pull a blunt.
I feel him on that though. That's like if you, I bet Dr. Dre don't ride with the radio on. Yeah, he probably, you know what I'm saying? Like, Dr. Dre. But
shit, that's dope as shit, man. Let me ask you this, bro. When I seen you had the 40 on me, I don't know what that was.
Oh, that ain't nothing but my protection.
I'm saying, do you feel paranoid in these streets, or you just like, are you good, or are you like?
I just really feel like
everybody should have one, because I don't have one.
Like, you slipping.
Stop making your spot hot.
What you mean?
You motherfucker slipping.
You be watching Atlanta.
Yeah,
you seen the second episode when they with the Batman man. Like,
yeah,
my boy. Yeah. Like, what?
But now, nah, man, That's some real shit though, bro. You shouldn't. You should always carry protection, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm always like need that.
But
yeah,
do you feel like you need that? You have been in a circumstance
where you need
it. I ain't never
been in a situation because I'm a good nigga.
Yeah,
I'm a good nigga.
That's good, man. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, I'm a good nigga, bro. I do a lot for other people too. I'm a good nigga. Yeah. I know I'm a good nigga. Yeah. So shouldn't nobody want to fuck over a good nigga?
Yeah.
So, but anyways,
yeah. They will though.
You know, you could just ride down the street, get into some shit quick like that. You just drive.
Yeah.
It's just, you always want to be able to protect yourself.
Yeah.
Even if you get into a situation. I ain't trying to hurt nobody.
Like, when niggas what's the dude that had the football player?
Will Smith.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, some just stupid shit, you know what I'm saying?
There's
like,
just a lot of crazy shit going on, man. But here, yeah, I advise you to goddamn go
try to get you something. Get a pistol. Well, what
kind of
shit
I get?
Like,
I don't give a fuck.
The gun show, it'd be listen, twice a month. Yeah.
Just don't get no high point.
What is that?
Just don't get a fucking high point. All I know
I don't want no high point. Let me take you over here.
He told me not to get the high point.
Yeah.
Shit. Don't get no high point, bro.
But yeah, though, I feel you on that. Protection is... Key, what?
Yeah, get some mace until you get that.
Some mace.
Get a whistle or something.
A flashlight.
Like, what
this nigga
dating
was in
that you heard what happened to the last kid,
nigga, you ain't here. House fuck.
Top flight motherfucker.
But fill us in on, like, you know, some of the perks of being a party promoter.
But
like, you know what I'm saying?
It's the good shit in the world, bro.
My nigga say the goodest. It's the goodest shit in the world.
That's how I know how good it is.
So, bro, you gotta think about that. You get the big scene.
Yeah.
You know.
Your name.
You get to do important shit. If you do important shit, you ain't got to feel important. You ain't got to feel important. But the person is you doing something you want to do. You gotta think about it, bro. A lot of people go out. Mm. A lot of people go out.
A lot of young motherfuckers.
Old motherfuckers too.
I mean, I vowed to never go out with.
I think motherfuckers go out till they like 60.
Yeah.
So until you get the
I
ass.
Ain't never seen no 50-year-old nigga.
Shit. How you think old school live?
Old school.
I don't see that nigga out. Well, he be out
with Lil Joe. Yeah, say that. That motherfucker up there.
I ain't saying Lil Joe.
He down there, but he up there.
Yeah. What happened to
but I'm saying, but y'all demographic is like fucking 18 to fucking 20. It gotta be, right? Like, or do you do like under 18 parties too?
No.
You go wherever the money go?
I ain't really fuck with the high school.
Yeah.
I really do college.
Yeah, I mean, and you good at doing college.
Like, I want to do college.
I see you sitting on the plaza for 5 minutes, and then like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, made my whole day. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you doing a good ass job out here promoting this goddamn homecoming party. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, man.
I know this weekend gonna be lit.
Yeah, this weekend gonna be
first
real,
home
man.
Game.
First home game, Grambling.
Yeah,
yeah. T Money them got that at the Revenge. That's that part.
So T Money not with y'all no more, or not with Average Joe, or do you still go through Average Joe? Or
is it T Money is the money. T Money and money.
Okay, and you with just
Average
you.
Joe.
Okay, you with Average Joe.
Yeah, I'm still a part of Average Joe, but I still do.
Yeah.
You know what the hell I got to do?
Do you be on the mic?
Yeah, I be on the mic. I talk a lot of shit.
Like, what do you find to say on this mic? Like, what do you?
It all depends.
You know, like Josh was saying, like,
you know, I want to see him. You know, if I see him up there with some pills, I'm gonna say he trying to get something out of numbers. Yeah. I ain't gonna put him out there, like, you know what I'm saying? The fuck, he come here with some pills. I want him to come in.
Yeah.
We need him to spend some money.
Yeah.
We don't need him to leave. Right. Nah, fuck that. We gotta get on his side. Yes, I don't know who did you that.
I told you, man, it was a stud police officer, man. I was 15. Tried to turn up on me.
Like, if you see two fat people dance, you be like, it's Fat Love over in the middle. Like, you know.
Oh, you gotta get in there. You gotta get in there. You gotta make everybody feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Can't nobody equal.
Yeah.
Everybody the same.
Anybody can get.
You know, shit. You know.
That's some funny shit, man.
Have you ever crossed the line? Have you ever been in a situation like, damn, I probably should have said that? But I know you probably be rolling when you be on, when you be doing your thing.
One thing about promoters, bro, you can always blame the alcohol.
Yeah.
You can always blame the alcohol, even if you ain't eating drunk shit.
Yeah. But you ain't drink, though, right?
Nah, not no more. I used to drink.
Don't tell everybody a secret.
when you start drinking?
I was drinking some clear, some Bumper Face.
When?
Gin. Oh, man, that shit about like, oh, my God. it's been a while. If I do decide to drink.
You call DUI or something?
No. Mm-hmm. I ain't never called DUI.
Yeah, me either. That's thank God. I never drunk that so much. Like,
I never did that. What's your
life, man? I got a little sister,
I
man.
I said, thank God. What do you mean?
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I ain't
that's dangerous.
That, but,
I've been like, I don't know how I got home the next day.
No, yeah, no.
I think a little bit got up in here already.
All right, so, Mike, what you finna put in that Sprite, bro?
Man, I'm gonna drink this clean. I'm gonna drink this real clean.
Rare be asking these.
No,
but I'll be watching first.
Like, I don't know. It's like whenever I'm feeling down. Like, I just need some entertainment. I just watch First 48,
man. I be
like,
watching Cops.
I hate First 48.
For real?
I never knew that many snitches out here.
Like,
but
it's just
but
like,
sometimes they snitch on themselves.
Yeah, they do tell. They talk too much.
I mean, it's one thing to be like, Ray Ray shot him. But most of the time, they be like,
I know who did.
They be like,
I know
shot
what
him.
Size shoe he wore.
Yeah.
I done seen, bro.
Ray Ray
God
with the black
damn.
Black Malibu. This is mama's.
Ray, I've been on Ray for what, like 3 years? I don't know what size shoe you wear. Like,
I wear between 10 and a half and 11.
That's the same size.
You know what I'm saying? Normal nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Can't get my size. They put locker and shit. But yeah, though, man. I know your lifestyle pretty lit.
Man, it's really not lit, bro, because shit.
It ain't lit like no more? Or is it?
No.
Your lifestyle was lit at one point.
It's all about it. It's just like, you can't be in the entertainment shit forever.
Yeah.
Reality gonna kick in somewhere.
Yeah. You fuck with Keith, man?
I fuck with everybody who doing something positive. Yeah. I fuck with everybody. I ain't got no enemies. Like I said, I'm a good nigga.
I mean, when I say fuck with, just like, you know, learning some shit, or I don't know if he can teach you some shit. I don't know, but I'm just asking. Like,
I mean,
he a promoter.
Yeah, he a damn good promoter. Shit, yeah. It just, you know, it really ain't shit you can learn from promote. Just promote.
Yeah,
just do the thing you gotta do.
Yeah, because I don't know the first step to that moment.
It's just really, you know,
you gotta have
like,
the gift of gab.
You gotta have. You gotta.
Could I be a promoter, Mike?
Yeah, you can be a goddamn promoter. You can do it. You can be anything you want. Put you goddamn right. You can
Mike
be what?
Talking to me like I
shit, yeah. Whatever
giving you the promoter.
Whatever you want to set your mind to be. I don't talk to a lot of niggas. I can never see promote to some promoters.
Yeah.
Only you know a lot of people. Yeah. If you know a lot of people, reach out to them, make them feel comfortable.
Yeah. Well, okay. This is my question about a whole promoting stuff. How do you monetize it? Like,
capitalize.
Do you put the money up for it and get the revenue back, or how do you make this shit happen? Like, you ain't got to be numbers and nothing. Just,
I mean, it all depends on where you go. It's like, if you know a club nigga, he want to do a dough split with you, you just bring the people out. Yeah, I split the dough. But if you feel like, goddamn it, you gonna pack more out than he want to charge you for the building, goddamn it, you buy that building.
Yeah,
you buy that motherfucker. Yeah. Get him out of the way.
Gotcha.
And then everything come through the door, go in your pocket.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. DJ Khaled funny as hell.
DJ Khaled, the motherfucking future, bro.
Hey, yeah.
Like rolling
but yeah, though, that's what's up, though, man.
Some good shit, Mike. I'm proud of you, man.
For everybody who want to be a promoter, like, you got the recipe.
You got the recipe, Mike?
Yeah, that's
cool. Why you just do that? You're like, if y'all don't know, Mike came in a bitch all black with a pistol in his pocket. And a Louis Pond pilot. Talking about something, yo, I'm out here in these streets. Like, Mike, that nigga.
Shit, they turning up on the jam station. They got the motherfucker still tipping. But yeah, no, real man. You ready to
get into this show?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I'm been ready, bro.
Hey, you watch football, bro?
Yeah, I watch football.
What's your Super Bowl pick this year?
My motherfucking team. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to Oakland Raiders.
Okay.
Oakland motherfucking Raiders. Oakland motherfucking Raiders. Let's get in it.
Everybody was like, what's your Super Bowl pick? Everybody know. And they
didn't
go to Super Bowl.
Oakland Raiders.
Who your fucking team is?
He gonna say the Patriots
Eagles.
Or something?
The Eagles?
The Eagles?
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Cowboys fan.
Y'all like, good. I don't like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I really hate the Cowboys, but I'm gonna tell you right now, y'all look pretty all right.
I'm jealous.
Me too, bro. I really want Romo to play. Because if Romo would have played, y'all would have been ass.
My nigga said, did you say you really wanted to play? Oh, you said Romo.
If Romo played, y'all would have been ass.
Y'all got Ezekiel Elliott, y'all got the Dak. And y'all got Dez Bryant, he'll be like, man. And number 11, he be running around that bitch.
Man,
like,
Jason Williams. Yeah. The Bills offensive line.
Y'all nigga be, y'all be doing some, y'all be like, y'all.
But that's your Super Bowl pick, though, the Eagles? You think the Eagles gonna win the Super Bowl? Like, realistically.
No, they're not gonna be a factor in that division.
Realistically, I can't really tell from the first
week. Y'all not gonna get that bitch.
No,
I can't tell from the first week, but.
You're done.
But I can go to Patriots. I can go.
Cam versus Tom Brady.
I mean, they lost their first game, right?
Yeah, but damn, look at them, bro. They had a fucking...
They were undefeated last year.
Look what they was doing. They was beating up the dude, bro. They literally going helmet to helmet, and they didn't call it. They did that like four times.
That's some sad shit.
And that Cam Newton, man, throw a flag.
But
that's what it come down to. That's what it boils down to is Cam Newton.
Yeah.
But let it would have been Tom Brady.
And niggas forget that he fucking 6'5", what, 240?
That don't matter. What if he was 5'11"?
He's not no quarterback, but I'm saying, like, he'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? But
they were tagging his ass.
Man,
though,
that was
some
was
of the replays.
It was fucked
like,
up, man. That shit was fucked up.
And when I saw that shit, they'd be like, man, that's why I don't want my son to play no damn football.
That's why fuck I hold that. The Broncos. Cam can take that shit.
He can take it until, like, you seen concussions. That was fine all the way up until.
That's like one in every 22 niggas.
No,
like,
way bigger than that. Nigga, he can take this shit all the way up until you start motherfucking, like, what you just do? Like, yeah, you can't remember what you just spent two seconds ago. Like, what the fuck? Like, nigga, you is fucked
you be
up.
You having black ass and shit.
You done. Fucked up. Like, shit, the concussion,
like,
man,
Norman
that shit's Bates sad.
And shit.
That shit's sad. And that was telling about the pension for the football players.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
but
the,
you got to play, I think, like, you got to be in the league, like, a certain amount of years. Like, you got to play, like, at least 3 years in order to get that shit.
Yeah, and
like,
then that won't be that much. It don't be no $160 million contract Joe Flacco ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be some, you know what I'm saying, some like some basic shit.
But like, I think, I don't know, I'm just saying realistically, like, I think the top two teams in the NFC are going to be the Cowboys and the Panthers.
Yeah, nah.
And the AFC is going to be, it's going to be a fluke team out the AFC. It's going to be the Patriots. But I think it's gonna be like I don't know.
Get to the Patriots, you gonna don't do good.
It's gonna be the Bengals. I think it's the Bengals gonna be good. It's gonna be like it's gonna be a fluke team and the Patriots. Then the Patriots gonna beat them. Then it's gonna be
man. Listen, son.
How you feel about Colin Kaepernick?
Your Cowboys not going nowhere far. I see y'all doing like an 8-6 or some shit like that. Y'all probably do
y'all
that.
Might. Y'all ain't gonna beat the Eagles in the.
I don't know. They probably fuck over the Eagles, huh?
Yeah.
The Eagles ain't got nothing.
How you feel about Colin Kaepernick not standing up?
I mean, shit, he do the fuck he want to do. He do fucking I mean, shit, at the end of the day, he a backup, bro.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Shit. He a backup?
Yeah, he don't even start.
Who start?
Blaine Gabbert.
Who the fuck is this?
Colin, get your ass on the field. Like, we thought you probably played.
I mean, but Colin tall. He can run fast.
He want to go to the Jets, and he should have went to the Jets. Mm.
He should have went to the motherfucking Broncos and turned up.
No, hell no. They would have lost every game.
He don't like the
49ers? Hell no. I already leave.
Yeah.
But shit, I don't know why he. I don't know.
Shit. But they is kind of like fucking them over, but like I've been hearing a lot of you know thoughts on this you know this taking a knee and all this
yeah
at the,
national anthem
yeah national anthem they said they yeah it's like I mean what is this for like it's a whole bunch of like a fusion about what is this actually doing and like what's it standing for, to keep the conversation going.
Right, so like when you had the boycott back in the day, it was like it lasted like 5 years, right?
Yeah.
So now it's like when you're doing this shit, it's like somebody get killed, we protest for 2 days, then we back on Twitter talking about something. You seen it? You seen Beyonce shaking ass? You know what I'm saying? So like we don't really, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We just kind of get out the shit. You know what I'm saying? So I think right now, like everybody would do it to keep the conversation going, right?
So you saying if next week if they kneeling, then it's just gonna be like a
protest?
Thing.
That's what a protest it is.
Yeah, it's more people kneeling every day.
they even kneeling and they going
on a knee in high school. Yeah. Dude just got suspended for 2 days.
Yeah,
for doing what?
At a high school for kneeling.
Not saying that,
yeah, he kneeled. He got suspended for school.
That is so crazy.
That's dirty as shit. Was he white or black? Because if he was white taking a stand for black people, then I really appreciate it.
Heck yeah. I know he wasn't a good athlete. Like, man, get out of here, boy. How they suspend him?
Do we need him? Like, no, we do not need this nigga.
That's crazy, though. Like,
yeah, that's fucked up, son.
Like, why would they just say, hey, you, how they get him? Like, hey, you come here, like, stand up. Nah. Like, you spent it, nigga. Like.
This is a fucking national anthem, though, bro. But I don't know, like, the particulars in the national anthem, whatever they say.
I don't even be around to hear the national anthem.
Bro, I promise I don't remember that bitch. I don't even remember that bitch talking about you. I just be, like, chilling. Like, I be,
oh, I don't remember that bitch.
You be eating this shit.
I don't even remember that bitch, bro. Like, at all, bro.
That's fucked up, though. People done died.
But see, they were trying to say, too. People were like, bro, we ain't talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, we trying to bring awareness to, like, you know what I'm saying, to black people. We not trying to bring awareness to people that died.
So I just want to know.
it's like when people
I
be like.
I just want to know how long he going to feel like this, though. Like, when he going to stand up?
When he start?
So the day he stand up, I want to know what the fuck happened.
Like, see, I want to when he going to sit down, like, he going to kneel.
Like, he really just did. So you be like, bro, you got to sit down for the rest of the night. Like, and you got in your career, you probably got like 100 more to go.
If you ever stand up, like.
If you ever stand up.
It's something wrong.
And then the social media just so fucked up. It make you want to choose whose side you want to be on. And then they try to make it seem like Colin Kaepernick
but
not black.
But why is there a side? Like, there is no
like
side.
He's not black and shit. Like,
yeah, they try to show up with a mother, like another type of thing. What the fuck? He tried to stand up for some
bottle. You saw his head plant to the back. Like,
you saw him, the bitch he fucking? Like, he fucked my bitch. I know that nigga, he a nigga.
That's like, a nigga. But like, Colin Kaepernick, bro.
But yeah, though, like, I don't know. Like, it's just.
Like, I don't know if you know it, bro. We don't like to get too political on this show because I suck at politics. I'm to my suck it.
I suck
it. Whenever politics are brought up, I'm always be around a bunch of old niggas, and I just be looking at them like, I'd be like, huh? Oh, okay, yeah. I feel.
Michelle Obama took a picture in Essence magazine, and she got a wagon backed up, my nigga. Like Michelle Obama is like literally like the finest first lady ever in America. Like I will marry Michelle
because
Obama.
She's black. I can't wait to see the first Hispanic. She gonna be. What a Jennifer Lopez be, bro? What a Donald Trump win? I said the championship. what a Donald Trump become part of it? And he married Jennifer Lopez. I know the world come to an end. Like,
man, who you vote for, Mike? You gonna go get Hillary that motherfucker with that vote right there?
I'm gonna hear him out, man. I ain't too much.
Like, I don't really think the president just like just hold a lot of weight. You know, he gotta ask people for
because you gotta go through so many motherfuckers.
Yeah, he's like, okay, Donald Trump president. He probably do some fucked up
shit. I know a lot of people. I mean, if you, I'm talking to everybody in the United States when I say this. We in a fucked up situation right now. Like, a lot of people don't know it.
Okay.
A lot of people think it's going to be sweet. We fucked up. We
slick. Y'all been let that woman get 4 years of running the country? Ooh, it's going to be.
It's going to either be let
this nigga.
Let me tell you something.
Ooh, I don't want to be sexist. I'm not sexist. Like, I'm not sexist. I want my president to have some balls right now. Like, I don't know. We ain't going.
Just either going to let this woman in.
Or this cracker.
We're not going to say no, goddamn.
I mean, but this the kickback, man. I don't mean cracker.
Right. We're going to let this racist motherfucker in.
cracker in a, like, describing all white people. I like white people, but he personifies what a cracker is to me. You know, just somebody who ignorant. Like, I don't really know too much.
I think it's funny. He just say shit and he just know it's going to be, like, lit. Like, he can say anything. Like, it don't even matter.
That
like,
dude be tweaking, so
like, he can say.
But anything. I don't know though. Like just on a serious note, it just really got me thinking. Like the importance of a vote. Like, you know what I'm saying. Like, you know how much does a vote really, you know what I'm saying, count? Like, you know what I'm saying. Like I was talking to this old dude and he was like this old head nigga again. And like you know what I'm saying, he was asking me who I was gonna vote for. I was like, I don't know. You know, I ain't did my research or whatever. I told him who everybody said Hillary Clinton. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody
like,
said Hillary.
Like, yeah, because, you know, so I was like, I probably won't vote at all. Then he was like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, this nigga broke it down. Like, so I was like.
You listen to him?
Yeah.
And you heard him out?
Yeah. I still probably ain't gonna vote. But like, he just made it.
Tell the nigga you vote for God.
Man, bro, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Vote for presidency. And they be like, every vote count. I think it kind of do, but at the same time, you be like, man, fuck that vote.
After Florida, I don't trust.
Yeah, nah. Like, you be like, man, if somebody can rig this, if somebody want to win, they can win. You know what I'm saying? You gonna lie.
You see us over here struggling, looking for a lighter.
Nigga, that's my lighter. I got a lighter.
You just pull that bitch out, cuz?
Hey, man, Mike, you watch, like, Marvel shit?
Hell no, man. I don't watch that shit. I watch like Bates Motel, Ray Donovan.
Ah, you my nigga. You fuck with Bates Motel.
You fuck Ray Donovan?
Yeah, Norman Bates. Yeah, man.
I just said this shit, bro. No,
I mean, not Bates Motel, but I fuck with Ray Donovan.
Man, Bates Motel lit, son. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
I'm just not in the season 4. I'm on episode 3.
So you father to me, son. I'm like on season 2, son.
Are you Netflix popping?
I'm Netflix popping, son. For like, real.
Bates Motel lit, bro. Real
Bates Motel is what it's at, bro.
The first fucking episode, they raped
the kid. Hey, Hold it down. We need everybody to get on Bates Motel. We're going to talk about that shit later.
You talking about rape culture.
I'm just saying, like, it was some graphic shit going on. Like, they
Bates Motel lit, son. And I be watching Narcos.
Narcos.
We know what you got your house, Netflix.
Yeah, Wi-Fi. Like,
great Wi-Fi. It was skip Wi-Fi. When you screaming. Like, shit.
Good 4 months.
Hey, boy, Mike, bro. Mike came here all black. Talking about some, what's up? Man, I appreciate you having on the show, bro. Cause I was doing a show last minute, bro.
Yeah, I did that.
Hey, cause I knew you gonna be funny as shit. Like, I'm this nigga. Like,
yeah, man, we gonna talk some shit.
I got a question to ask y'all.
Man,
bro.
What up, man?
Is this still this? I'm trying to ask this question as serious as possible. So you know
rotate, you hit first.
Appreciate it.
It's a rotation. I don't even know where Toshi go. That man know how to rotate the damn
I would have got violated in Cali.
Hey, cuz, you got to hit that butt correctly.
But yeah, on a serious note, like, I got a question to ask y'all. Do y'all think it's still considered adultery if you sleep with a lesbian, like a woman who's married to another woman? Do you think it's committed adultery?
Oh, so like I'm married, right?
You single. And okay, like single. A married okay. woman. She's married to a woman.
So she committed adultery. You know what I mean, I'm fucking.
I mean, bitch. But like, do you think it's still commit? Do you think it still should be considered committing adultery?
And she a lesbian though. Like it's this certain rules you just follow when you marry.
I mean,
like,
if you know she a lesbian, I wouldn't want one by herself anyway.
Yeah, you want like more than one. Like, you want her and her spouse.
Well, like the other lesbian means she be ugly and shit. Like, she be talking bad.
I don't like that. Yeah, like,
yeah, like you want on the one some creepy like. Shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I don't know. I just thought
well,
about
she
it in my head.
She don't like dick. Tell her eat up. Come on, eat up. But
is it a threesome if? You just fucking one bitch and they not fucking with each other.
See, I'm thinking smile, man. I should have.
That's like
took
a, that's
it to
like
the
a, that's like a two and a half. Two and a half.
Song. Not a threesome, right?
Two and a half. Song.
So you just like you and two bitches, right? So it's like they doing
my niggas at two and a half.
They just fucking you. They not fucking each other. That's not a threesome. It's threesome. It's like a circle. Like.
That's a threesome.
I mean, you can tell your boys that.
If I'm fucking two people at one time,
yeah, that would really.
You can tell
yeah,
your boys
if you fuck. But listen, like, that's the code of having a threesome. Now, if you do fuck both of them, it's a threesome.
Okay, yeah.
But now they ain't fucking each other. That'll
if they just
there, if they don't fuck with each other, I mean, it ain't a threesome.
Yeah.
But if you fuck both of them, yeah.
I need all of us to be in the, like, we, everybody, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
Like, in one, you know what I'm saying, accord. Like,
see, I was thinking smile minded, bro. I was just thinking about getting one of them, like, you know what
hours later.
Mike said, get both of their ass.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, so
you hey, man, if they already, like, gay, son, you might as well, if you, you know, if one of them want to do something to you, something sexual to you.
Yeah.
And
look,
know,
look here, I'm telling my boys
you know they come
anyway.
As like they you know they come in pairs.
Yeah.
And like you ain't gonna walk in the store and buy one little shoe, would you?
I mean, I would walk in the store and buy one bag of chips. It's $2-4.
I'm saying, I was talking about on some converter type shit.
Converter,
you're losing me, guy.
What you mean converter?
Like, to make her switch teams.
Oh, yeah. Make her switch up?
Yeah.
So like, you trying to cuff something. You sound like he trying to cuff something.
That is adultery, though. That's adultery as fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He trying to cuff?
Nah, adultery. You fuck with the bitch and she like, you know what? I think I like penis now. Okay. And she go back with you. That's adultery.
That's cuffing. You trying to cuff the bitch. I'm looking at her as cuffing.
You can't control if she want the dick or not. Like, you can't. You know what
you want. If you going.
She don't even want you. She just don't like.
Listen. If you know this,
she don't want you. You just know she's like, you know what? I don't like vagina no more. Like, I don't want you, but
yeah.
I know what I don't want.
Yeah.
And that's. Her and her vagina, her silly
but like what if you're trying to convert her? Yeah. Is that that's committing adultery?
Yeah. I mean no, nah, yeah, that's adultery. So adultery is sleeping with somebody married, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is adultery.
Man, you know how many people out here that okay.
Speak on it, son. What? Speak on it.
Nothing.
I ain't mean to call you son or nothing. I was just
oh
I
man, you know everybody got a daddy.
Yeah, somebody got a
you so right. Shit. It's like impossible. Like
everybody gotta have a mama.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It just sound like you. Sound like you. I feel like you were trying to cuff it.
Yeah,
that's how you did it. If you weren't trying to cuff it, you weren't committed, don't you?
You an adulterer. But yeah, though, I don't know. It's just something that I thought about because it's
this shit serious, bro. Like when you get married, bro, and you cheat, you be like,
yeah, when you get married, it's over. It's done. It's done. You can wrap it up.
Lesbians.
It's already telling you. I already told you. Like Amanda gonna hear
that's
this
what
and
I'm
be
saying,
like mad as hell.
Yeah, so I'm like, why should I be morally conscious in this situation? Like.
You are already breaking the moral.
Yeah, like y'all living. Like what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I get it, bro. That's a good ass question. I'm asking Amanda this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Like, she probably has some philosophical. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't know.
Like, Amanda, come on, bro. Like, this not adultery, bro. At all.
Moe and Mike.
Yo.
Go on, bust that bitch. I forgot to do that bitch.
Hey, man, I told you, bro. You should have caught me about like 2 years ago.
Oh, you retired. It's over with.
Yeah, but I still get paid for it.
You'll be in the front no more?
Nah, see, like a homecoming, I probably go back out there, shake a leg, pop a chair.
Mm-mm.
But I ain't finna go out there right
What's
now.
What's the best mohead song you moheaded to?
I can mohead just about anything.
I'm saying
but the best song,
you know, the Kappa got the what that shit is that he strode into.
Showing up.
Yeah, showing up.
I don't know, man.
I bet you I did it to a look.
Some fucking
song.
What's the nigga name? From Yazoo, not Yazoo. The Dreads.
Flawless.
Flawless, yeah.
Chris Spray.
Yeah, Chris Spray. He from Chris Spray. He be having some shit. He be like, yeah. I working in that drinking and
yeah, Flawless, like, yeah. He's stupid with that. Yeah, he's stupid with them swag.
Yeah.
Yeah, Flawless hard. Flawless hard. Yeah, we done went crazy on Flawless.
Do you think, like, people like Flawless or, you know, anybody just like, do you think it's going to be, like, well-known at Christmas Spring, or you think they're going to be, like, major? Like,
I mean, I feel like everybody. Like, yeah, he could be major.
Yeah.
Flawless making moves, though.
Hey, Red. Yeah. How you feel about the Migos signing with Good Music?
Oh, did you? That's some funny shit, bro. But it's some dope shit too. Like,
yeah.
I feel like a lot of people, like Mike. Okay, Mike. Now a lot of these people, like, oh, you take Migos for example. Like a lot of these people, like, they good. You know what I'm saying? But they just don't have that extra oomph. You know what I'm saying? So when you sign a Good Music for management, it's like, yo. You got the extra.
So you respect them now?
Yeah, I mean, I've been respecting them. You know what I'm saying? But I think their music gonna be a lot better. You know what I'm saying? A lot better. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about just drastically better.
Yeah.
You know
like what I'm saying? Like, that new Migos shit gonna be lit.
It's gonna be more of like, you know what I'm saying? Like a Kanye West type feel or just like a Good Music type feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tiger signed with Good Music, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, Tiger been ass to me. You like Tiger? No.
Why Tiger get killed in every move or be a gangster and shit in every move?
Like, he be having, like, fake weed.
I was
and
watching
shit.
Dope and shit. Like, he got killed in that bitch. Like, I rewinded this shit. Like, this shit funny as hell. Like, Tiger got killed.
But
and then they really promoted him like a big character.
Yeah. He was like, yo, Tiger in it. He be like, oh, Tiger in it?
Yeah. They really put emphasis on him. They like, damn, you just got in there.
That's how they did Chris Brown on You Got Served.
Oh, yeah. He could dance, though.
But they pissed everybody off, son. Yeah. It's like, motherfuckers, they were like ready to leave the movies. Yeah. They were like, oh, what the fuck, nigga? We're not finna watch this Chris Brown go?
What's the last movie you saw in the movie theater?
I don't know, man. I got a bootleg, man.
Okay. So
me too, man. I need to get out. Have you seen Don't Breathe?
I seen it. You seen it?
This shit lit.
Yeah. But I'm telling you like this. It's better than what I expected. Because I expect a lot of shit to be ass.
I didn't feel that way.
You liked it?
No.
I
felt like there was too much going on. It went from having a slave. I ain't seen this shit. Y'all not gonna do that to me.
I'm glad she ain't got no mic. Like, she just would have told
her. It's recording, you can hear you.
Damn.
But you did, so you liked it, but you didn't like the.
I haven't even seen Suicide Squad. I ain't seen it either.
I heard it was ass, though.
Yeah, I heard it was booted, too.
I heard it was pure OD. I heard it was pretty good.
I want to see Sausage Party, too.
Now, I heard a lot of people say that was ass.
For real?
For real?
Yeah.
Mike, let me tell you something, bro. When I was texting you, bro, and I was telling you where I stayed at and stuff, bro, I want you to get involved in Midtown, bro. I'm going to tell you one of the reasons. Because I don't know what you got going on. I ain't saying you got nothing going on bad, but I'm telling you like this. It's the people you meet, right? The connections you meet can open up a whole new window for you, right?
Yeah.
So the people
I went all in.
Exactly. So the people I met, you know what I'm saying? It opened up a completely new window for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that can help you as far as like
I need all the
fundraising and as far as Midtown.
I need all wonders.
Right now? You correct me if I'm wrong, you kind of really just on Jackson State and just like on some, you know, like.
Jackson State and North Side.
North Side, okay. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you'll do pretty good at funding in Midtown. Like, great.
I need all windows, I'm telling you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think you'll do fucking fantastic. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as a promoter, because they need shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And
catch him first Thursday?
Catch him. You familiar with funding first Thursday?
Fucking right.
I ain't never seen you out there.
Yeah.
I'll be out there every week.
Yeah, I do. I probably write about Roosters.
Yeah.
Probably eat.
Yeah. But I'm trying to tell you, like that's like connections are everything, bro. Like,
I know it, man. I need all that.
Yeah.
I need all that. Like, for real.
The shit lit.
Yeah, I need all windows.
Like the money went from the money went from like you know 5 digits to 6 in a year. You know what I'm saying? Like that's a big turnout. You know what I'm saying? Like just because of people you know and people like, yo, I need this. Like it's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like
I need all windows.
Yeah,
that's all I know.
I need that hat, bro.
Man, you gotta go to Middlebrook.
Fucking dab, like
you gotta go to Middlebrook. You gotta go to City again, young nigga.
Yeah, I don't
really fucking see it. Yeah, hey, you ate the Migos chips?
Mm-mm.
Rap snacks came back?
Nah, I'm a big one, man. I ain't had Lil Romeo, none of that.
You never ate the rap snacks?
Mm-mm.
Rap, the midgets, like, they got a like a quote in the, on the back of the chip. And it's kind of corny, but it's dope.
It's corny than the Laffy Taffy jokes?
I mean, it's not a joke. It's just like a sentence.
I'd have got some puss off the left half of the joke.
Yeah.
She just wanted to give you that. That's something she was going to do anyway.
What you call a pineapple this whip?
She was going to do that anyway, even if you didn't say that joke. She going to give you that. Don't put too much credit on that joke.
That's great.
I'm going to let this girl, he corny, but I'm going to let him.
He corny, but I let him hit. Shit. Yeah.
But hell yeah. Shit, what you be listening to, bro? Like outside of Jackson music, like who in the industry do you like?
Shit, anybody that make good music? I don't want to say no name because I don't want to miss out nobody, but anybody that make good songs, I'm listening to it.
Well, just leave out some matter. Like, who make the best to you? Like, who makes some good shit to you? As far as Jackson.
Me?
I feel you. You make some pretty good shit.
Well, we can hear your music.
Man, technically, I ain't really got shit out yet. I got one song
I heard some shit, though.
On SoundCloud. It's called Lil Booty.
I think I get the gist of this song.
She has a Lil Booty.
Yeah. And there's a lot of Lil Booty people out there that I'm going to stand up for.
Okay.
I want to be their reputation.
Yeah.
I'm their rep.
She
I'm
ain't got a lot, rep. But she got a Lil.
She got a little booty, but
and the size of the dump truck is how you dump it.
Yeah.
Man, you remember that song back in the G?
What?
The dump truck.
Yeah, I think so.
And they bag it up and dump it. Yeah, I'm talking about that dump truck. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mike know all this shit. Like.
For the right. I'm on all that shit. But shit.
Well, y'all, we got the Worth of Google coming up, bro.
Hell yeah. I'm so high right now.
I wasn't smoking. Like, yeah, you high as a motherfucker, man.
I ain't getting no oxygen. No. Like, it ain't no oxygen.
We're going to keep them bitches in rotation. We pass it. That be like a relay.
Yeah.
And this a long area, but it's like a 800. It's an 800. 2200.
Got 4x2 or some shit.
Since what we know.
Shit.
That be. But hell yeah, though, bro. Hey, yo, before I get to the word to Google, shout out to the NBA introduction class, Hall of Fame class this year with AI.
Yo, shout out to Shaq.
Yeah, and Yao Ming. And like, shout out to Stephen A. I ain't know Stephen A was like that plugged in. Like, he got famous niggas like shouting him out and shit. Like,
I mean, what y'all mean?
Was he in the induction class?
Nah, why AI shouted that nigga out.
Why y'all?
That nigga was Yao Ming.
How can he get in the Hall of Fame? What have he did?
He was
you
like
remember
six,
how good
six.
He was?
That don't mean shit, man. What is his numbers?
He won a championship.
Hell nah.
What championship? When?
Bro, he won a championship. I'm just
lying. He dunked on Shaq or some shit. I don't know. But anyway.
That nigga made a playoff.
Nah. Kobe Bryant dunked on Yao Ming. With two hands like this.
That's Bean, though. That's Bean. But hell yeah, though, man. I got the Worth of Google right here. She's new to the scene. She's on a new show, a new sports show. She's the sister of a...
sisters.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't mean it like that, but... I mean, yeah, she black, I guess. But she the sister of a famous athlete for the Miami Dolphins. And like I said, she's the new host on Skip Bayless' new show. She's a journalist and Hell yeah, she's worth the Google. Yes, Miss Joy Taylor, everybody. Miss Joy Taylor. If you don't know who she is, you're sleeping. You're sleeping on her.
You know who Joy Taylor is, Mike?
I'm asleep.
If she worth the Google, like, Google type in. Just type in Joy Taylor. You will see why a nigga should hop up on that. Like, for real,
I'm staying on my Oprah right now. I ain't got in touch with her yet.
You like Oprah?
Yeah, my old love.
That's
Oprah
my
ain't
love.
Bad. She ain't bad. She got money.
She got cake.
My love.
Yeah,
I bring
nice
Oprah crib smell like pine salt.
It smell like when Oprah like that.
I think Oprah
smell
like
I'm
gonna
help a
cleaning.
Like
everything. Like
I'm gonna help a cleaning. She want pine salt, we get pine salt.
I feel like Oprah can't cook. She can't cook bacon right or something.
That's fine. I don't even like bacon like that. I'm supposed to
be bacon. I mean, she rich as shit, but you see elbows.
Like, that elbow the shit out of me. Okay.
I love them elbows.
Fuck Oprah.
I
don't fuck it up for everybody.
Oprah, baby, I ain't say it.
Man, yeah. Mike, man, I appreciate you stopping through the motherfucking show, man, and giving me your thoughts on a lot of this shit.
Fucking right, man.
And let them know where they can find you at, bro. Or you drop some Instagram name.
You on Snapchat? Hell yeah, I'm on all that shit, man.
You Mohead
_ Mike on Instagram. I mean, Snapchat. Yeah, Mohead _ Mike on Snapchat. Mohead.Mike on Instagram.
Mohead.Mike
on Instagram. And I ain't on nothing else. I ain't on the other shit. That's it. That's the only two things I really give a fuck about.
That's all you really.
Yeah. Candy Crush, you know, motherfucker wanna
see you on Candy Crush.
See you on there. I test some ass up on Candy Crush.
Got you, bro.
Baby.
Man, but I appreciate you stopping through this bitch, bro. Like, it's been dope as shit. Like,
you came through, got a nigga straight up from the go eat. Two packs of ramen noodles.
Yeah, go ahead and take care of the munchies, man. You gotta take care of the munchies. The munchie will take care of you.
Do I be going all out? I be putting bacon and cheese with my ramen noodles.
You kind of do, but at the same time,
you doing too much. You might well gotta go buy you something.
You got bacon and noodles.
You
want to
eat
business?
That damn good? You might well just go get you a plate or something.
Go to Burger King one time and get you a bacon cheese. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that boy trying to make that thing. Oh, he trying to luxury that bitch out. You know?
That's why I kill him with the bacon. You know, like, man, come on, bro, just go buy you some bacon.
I'm telling you, bro. Catch the wave.
As always, your boy Jay Red.
And this your boy Jamar Fresh.
Danielle over here acting like she quiet, but she chilling. she been rolling that motherfucker up.
Already.
It's your boy Jay Red.
Yup.